What's up, hustlers? Welcome back to the Lawn Hustle Podcast. The podcast built for those grinders, the go-getters, and everyone turning grass into growth. I am your host, Andy Wilson, with 16 years of experience in the field. Today, we're going to slow down just a little. We're not going to talk about equipment. We're not going to talk about marketing, profit margins, overhead expenses, or money in general. Today, we're going to talk about you. More specifically, why you started your business in the first place. Because let's be real, why you started this business in the first place is your why. Because let's be real, burnout is real. The hot days, the 12-hour shifts, the equipment breakdowns, the customer complaints. It's easy to get lost in all of that and forget your why. But behind every mower, behind every truck, behind every 12-hour shift, there is purpose. And today, we're going to dig that purpose back up. So let me ask you, do you remember the first yard you mowed for money? I remember mine. It was almost 17 years ago. My stripes were not straight. They were crooked. My gear was beat up. But man, I felt like a king when that customer paid me that first $25. Now, I know those days are long gone. But back then, that $25 payment felt like $250. And I felt motivated, excited, thrilled to be in the lawn care business. So do you remember yours? It wasn't about just cutting grass. It was about taking control of my life. It was about being able to provide for my family again. It was about building something that I could be proud of, that my family could be proud of. Maybe for you, it was about getting out of a job that you hated. Or maybe you just love being outside working with your hands and seeing instant results. Whatever your reason was, that was your why. That's why you got started. And I'll be honest, some days I need to be reminded of that guy that was so excited to get his first $25 payment, that guy that was so excited and thrilled to be working and providing for his family. That guy is the guy that I want to be today, 17 years later. I want to be that guy that was so excited when I got my first logo t-shirt. I want to be that guy that posted his first Instagram like it was a Super Bowl ad. I want to have that hunger, that excitement. Let me tell you, it is still in us. It just needs to be uncovered again. So why might you have lost that excitement, that thrill, that motivation? Let's talk about that. But let's take a short break and hear a word from my very new sponsor, EarthaPro.
Tired of chasing payments and losing track of jobs? EarthaPro back office software makes it simple for solo guys and small lawn care and landscaping crews. Schedule, invoice, and organize all in the same place. We also have a mobile app and integrate into QuickBooks. Sign up at EarthaPro.com with promo code TheLawnHustle11 for a $50 Amazon gift card, 10% off, and personalized onboarding. EarthaPro, you run the outside work, we run the office.
Visit EarthaPro.com. They have a 7-day free trial. And if you sign up for the service, remember to use the Lawn Hustle 11 for a $50 Amazon gift card, a 10% discount on the price of the program. We have been talking about the why. So now I want to ask you, why might you have lost that motivation, that excitement, that thrill? Let's be real. Life and business have ways of piling on. You start wearing more hats than you planned. You're not just cutting grass. You're doing payroll. You're doing taxes. You're fixing trailers. You're managing people. You're dealing with customer complaints. Oftentimes, we compare ourselves to the guys on Instagram with 20,000 followers, a full fleet, and a drone footage that looks like the scene off of a movie. All of a sudden, it's less about passion and more about pressure. We put pressure on ourselves. I think we need to go back to the days when we had fun doing what we do. Relieve ourselves from the pressure to be somebody that we are not. You are not wise to compare yourself among yourselves. I challenge you to accept the fact that you're not the influencer. I'm not the influencer. I am, and you are who we are. And we need to realize and come to the understanding that all I need to do is be the best version of me and do the best that I can do for my clients. So don't compare yourself among yourselves, because it turns your job into pressure, not passion. But hear me, just because it feels different doesn't mean you've lost it. You've just been running hard. And when you run hard without rest, you forget why you even started in the first place. So how do you reconnect with your why? Here's what's helped me. Now, I have been through burnout. I have I've been through days and weeks, even months, when I did not enjoy what I was doing. I wanted to give up. I wanted to quit. But I had to find a reminder as to why I even started. Let me encourage you, talk to that client who always appreciates what you do. I have a lady, almost after every service, she will text me and say, "The yard looks beautiful. Thank you for doing such a good job." Those text messages is what I look for, because those text messages encourages me to stay in the fight, to never give up, to never surrender, to always live to fight another day. You know the ones that I'm talking about. The ones that wave from the porch with a cold bottle of water for you. The ones that call you and thank you. The ones that text you how much they appreciate the job you do. Talk to those customers and find strength and encouragement. Take a look at your progress. Find an old photo of your first trailer setup or your first job that you've done. Compare it to where you are now. You have come further than you think. You've had more success than what you realize. Look at those old pictures and encourage yourself and rediscover the reason why you started. Write down your mission. What do you want this business to do for you, for your family? What legacy do you want to leave behind in your community? And here's another one that has helped me. When I'm struggling with my why, find someone to mentor. Find a young guy just starting out and help him or her. I'm telling you, seeing that fire in their eyes, seeing their zeal, their excitement, seeing their motivation, it will light a fire under you and motivate you and get you excited about your why. Your purpose might evolve, but your why, that is core. It's still there. You just had to give it a minute to speak again. So here is my challenge to you this week. Take 60 seconds and write down your why. Why did you start? Did you want freedom of your time? Did you want to be your own boss? What is the reason why you started? Write it down. Put it on a sticky note. Stick it to the dash of your truck. Put it on your trailer door. Tape it to a trimmer. Do something with it where you can look at it and you can read it, and it can cause you to rediscover your why you started your business. Every time your back hurts, every time your blades are dull and need sharpened, every time your phone rings with a complaint, look at that note. because this isn't just about lawns. It's about freedom. It's about legacy. It's about becoming the person you were made to be, the leader you were made to be. Leaders are not born, they are made. And you're doing it one yard at a time. If this episode has helped you, or it has hit home today, do me a favor, share with a lawn pro who needs to hear it. Tag Professional Lawn Maintenance on Instagram or Facebook. Let me know your why. I would love to feature some of your full stories in an upcoming episodes of The Lawn Hustle. And if you have not joined The Lawn Hustle Mastermind Facebook group, what are you waiting for? That's where the real connections happen. The encouragement, the strategy, the real life help when you need it most. Thank you again for listening to The Lawn Hustle. I hope you rediscover your why, find that motivation, that zest, that zeal, that pep in your step. Next week, we're talking about how to stay booked without burning out. You won't want to miss this episode. I appreciate you. Until then, keep listening, keep hustling, keep growing, and never forget why you started.